We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Man, it's horrendous.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Poop fest. It's terrible.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
This is excruciating. This is the worst.
May God have mercy on your soul.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
So what do you think? I got an idea for you going forward.
Poop fest.
We got ESPN on my television here, broadcasting from home. I got Mike Golic Jr. and Trey Wingo just, you know, watching headlines scroll across the bottom.
Yeah.
Mike Golic retiring, huh? He's
Is he really?
I think he's done.
No kidding. Michael,
yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Seen a lot of people kind of remember his 20 years doing all that. Anyway, they're in what looks to be like a living room kind of setup.
Let me see. Okay,
socially distanced. Yeah. And earlier, I think Mike Golic Jr. has pugs. They had the dogs just romping around the studio.
Okay.
So what do you think? Like, starting whenever we come back, I'll just bring the dogs.
Into the studio.
Yeah, and they'll just romp around the studio, you know.
Yeah, I'm good with that. In fact, if you want to bring the dogs and not come into the studio, I'm good with that.
The dogs and I'll just stay home and you can have the dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I miss dogs.
You think the heat and the humidity is tough on you.
Whew. Yeah.
Imagine not being able to sweat.
Yeah. No, and having all that. I don't have a lot of hair, my tongue doesn't really flap out when I'm really that warm. So I think they have it tougher, and I'll just jump in the pool. And you don't have AC. So there you go. It's not. Yeah, bring the dogs. Paul used to bring Ranger in here from time to time.
Yeah.
So I'm completely okay with that. 803-0550 to join us. The big story this week, well, last week was Cam Newton. This week it's Patrick Mahomes. We're going to go to the Western Hotline. Talk a little bit about not only that contract, but the potential impact. There's a trickle-down effect here. Eventually we'll get to Josh Allen, but up next I think most people would talk about Dak Prescott. Then maybe you get to Deshaun Watson, and then you can get to Allen, Jackson, Mayfield, that class. On our Western Hotline is Michael Jannetty, who is kind enough to come on and join us. If you don't follow him or use SpotTrack for your contract information, you're nuts. You're missing out on all the information you would need to find out. And Michael's with us right now. Michael, it's Howard and Jeremy. And how are you, sir? Hopefully you're staying cool.
Good. Thanks, guys. That's a heck of a lead-in with the dog story. I like the idea a lot. I was watching the same show and thinking the exact same thing, Jeremy. I love how cool and casual it is over there.
Yeah, the pugs, you know. I mean, hey, trust me. I'm pretty cool and casual from my downstairs right now, but my dogs aren't romping around; they're just laying around. Mike, I had something I wanted to lead in, Howard, with the stat of the day. We can mix in salary cap stuff with stat of the day. And there's an article in the New York Times about the disparity in pro sports salaries across leagues. And Kevin Draper is the one who tweeted this out, a reporter for the New York Times. That here's your stat of the day, Howard. Maybe your stat of the year.
Ooh.
Patrick Mahomes' deal is guaranteed less total money than the amount of money the Baltimore Orioles are obligated to pay Chris Davis. $161 million. And it kind of gets to the conversation about guaranteed money versus big money. And, Mike, you know this as well as anybody, that the NFL reporting of contracts machine is, it's $500 million. And then we've got to kind of wait. And you're the guy to get to say, like, all right, how much money is it actually? It's just this funky little, I don't know if it's a side effect of the NFL, but, you know, the guaranteed money versus the potential money is such a, it just gets bigger every single year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's so much fluff. That's the term I like to use in these NFL contracts, which means you're looking at a five-year deal, but the only, you know, 2.5 years have any kind of guarantees, and the rest is really just whatever. It's a team option, essentially, which gives the team really so much control with this money. I'll push back a little bit on that report, though, because this specifically, this contract, which I've been trying to get out there as much as possible, is as player-controlled as I've ever seen in an NFL contract. And that's saying a lot with a 12-year total deal contract. So, you know, when you break this down, because of how these bonuses and these salaries vest early, I mean, 24 months early in most cases, Patrick Mahomes is going to have the control to say, when I'm ready to get out of this contract, we'll get out. But from a dead cap standpoint, the Chiefs never have that option, never, not even through 2031. So practically speaking, this is a $477 million guaranteed contract.
Could it start a trend?
You're saying it's guaranteed that way if he wants it to be.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, and we have never seen that before.
So is this the guarantee mechanism that we're reading about?
That's right. It took me a while to figure out what they were alluding to in that fact, but that's it. The mechanism is he has the decision on whether or not he wants to actually play out the salary and bonus that's already been guaranteed to him. That's right.
Gotcha. And is it, I guess, what the Chiefs would say along the way is if they want to redo the deal, they have to run it by him because he's in charge of all this, but he might be at some point down the line, maybe 5, 6, 7 years, maybe he's more amenable to those terms. He's willing to do that to stay put. He's happy. Who knows? I mean, trying to forecast all that is tough to do. But if it's so player friendly, why would the Chiefs be on board?
Well, it's player friendly when it gets to that point. So by 2023, when the money gets big, Patrick Mahomes will obviously benefit greatly from this. But the first 3 years, and this is really what a lot of people are focusing on these past 24 hours, the first 3 years are 3 years and $63 million fully guaranteed. That's Teddy Bridgewater. That's the contract the Panthers just signed to Teddy Bridgewater. So you're not giving him a whole lot to work with here to start, and that's probably by design. This is a Chiefs team that's ready to win, obviously. They're the defending champions. They've got to keep this thing intact as much as possible. They've got a big franchise tag number on Chris Jones and a contract to work out there. But there's no question that part of this contract was keeping the current Chiefs intact for the next 2 to 3 seasons. And this contract reflects that. By 2023, it gets ridiculous. You're over $40 million every single year in terms of cash and cap as well. But, oh, by the way, that's also when the TV contracts kick in for the NFL. So there's going to be plenty of cap to work with at that point for the Chiefs. So there really is a back and forth with how this contract works for the Chiefs and for Patrick Mahomes. But there's no question about it. By 2023, he's going to be one of the highest paid athletes in the world.
Could this start any kind of trend, or are we talking, you know, Mahomes is basically, he's in his own league, literally, when it comes to the contract, and nobody else could pull this off?
Yeah, for now, my answer to that is that he's an anomaly, that this kind of stands on its own. It's Mike Trout-esque in terms of how a baseball contract is structured, and in my opinion, that's how this was structured. It was referenced like a baseball contract, where, you know, they're basically buying out the arbitration years, and then when he got to free agency, the money really kicked in. That's exactly how this thing looks to me. So I get it from that standpoint. There's also a full no-trade clause. There's so much built into this that gives him so much control. I just love it. Will it trickle down? I think some of the structure could trickle down, meaning, you know, I don't think Dak Prescott's looking at a 12-year contract. That seems ridiculous to me. He wants short-term as it is. But Dak Prescott also has said he doesn't want a 5-year contract. He wants to be in line to redo his deal once this TV money gets here. Mm-hmm. But what could happen, and I'm speaking to all these quarterbacks really that are about to sign even next year, like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, of course. What could happen is if they'll accept the 5-year terms, the full 5 years, but it's all going to guarantee by the third year. That's the moniker with this guarantee mechanism that could trickle down. So it won't be a 12-year guarantee. But I'll do the 5-year deal, but it's all going to be owed to me by year 3. That I could see happening.
You tweeted out that you thought Mahomes, to the point about who could get out of the deal, that you thought Mahomes would want to get out of it in 4 or 5 years. Is that because of what we anticipate, where the cap's going to go down the road and what's going to happen with TV money in the next contract?
Yeah, at some point this thing's going to get priced out. Generally speaking, any kind of long-term deal is priced out about 3 years in, but this contract is so strong in the middle that I really do think this thing can last to 2027. 2027 has a $60 million payment and cap hit, by the way. So I don't know why anybody would leave before that. That seems like something you got to get through before you restructure anything. So to me, that's the line, 2027, which still leaves about 4 years and $200 million left in this contract. But at that point, the cap could be upwards of, you know, $300 million. So there might be a lot of room to work with. You might have wide receivers making $50 million a year at that point. Who knows? So we'll see where this thing goes. But the league is certainly going to grow a lot in the next 10 years, and this contract is the start of it.
We're with Michael Jannetty from SpotTrack. To your point about Mahomes, right, and in his own tier, basically, I always wonder, like, what's the impact of a contract on everybody at that position? In this instance, quarterback. Is there a trickle-down effect here, Michael? We'll get to Prescott. We'll get to Deshaun Watson and then Josh Allen and those guys. I guess I figure it always raises up everybody else's contract on a sliding scale. Or, again, is that not the case because Patrick Mahomes in the last 2 years has done something nobody's done?
Yeah, so we do our calculations where we use both stats and money to kind of evaluate, you know where we think a contract should land. When I plug in Patrick Mahomes' new contract now against a Dak Prescott or against a Josh Allen, the needle only moves about $1.5 million for those guys. That's how far ahead statistically he is right now. And by the way, his salary is now $10 million more than any player in the league. So when you're talking about a player who has reached that high but also has the stats that go with it, it's really not going to move the needle too much for everybody below. So it's about establishing a second tier now with the quarterback. That's what I expect Deshaun Watson to do. I think Watson will probably at least get to $40 million. He could eclipse $40 million now. He might be upwards of $41 million per year on his contract because he's sort of the next man up. But that's the moniker that's going to go away now. There's not going to be any, you know, the next quarterback who needs a contract is not going to automatically go to $46 million a year. That's done. Mahomes is going to stand on top of this mountain for a couple of years here now. And we've seen that with positions before. We see it right now with Julio Jones, who's been at $22 million for about 18 months. Nobody's even approached that. We may see that with Christian McCaffrey as well. So there's really a look across the league at these major offensive positions that have sort of anomalies at the top, and there's going to be a second tier where everybody else kind of falls into.
I know it's hard to answer this question, but I'll ask it anyway because we're waiting. We all talk about year three for Josh and what this could mean and all that stuff, but you're Brandon Bean. And you're on your 10 years, $450 million. What is there any trickle-down impact on what could happen down the road with Josh Allen's contract?
Josh Allen has a decision to make because he's going to be it's going to be interesting if he wants a contract next year because of the discussion we're having with this TV money. Do you want to get yourself into a situation where we know the Bills are going to try to push this thing out as far as possible for cap purposes and obviously to get themselves in a situation where the cap may be way up here and Josh Allen could be somewhere in the middle and get lost in the middle. The Bills obviously want that. That's good for business. I'm really interested to see where this next level of quarterbacks go with contracts. That's why Dak is taking so long. Dak knows exactly what he's doing right now and what situation he doesn't want to get himself into. And the next level, Josh Allen, the Baker Mayfield, the Sam Darnold, are going to have it even worse because they're going to want to be getting, you know, 2 to 3 year extensions. That's it. And then let that TV money kick in and redo it. Obviously, their teams are not going to go for that. I wonder if plan A right now is to let this contract ride out and get franchise tag and let the franchise tag hit.
Yeah.
And then, which is plenty of money. I mean, you're going to be just fine there on that 1 year deal. And then obviously the TV money hits and then it's time to talk about long term. I wonder if that's the path that they're considering going down.
That's why I asked, because I thought from the Bills' perspective, if they wanted to, Michael, they could pick up the option next spring, right? And have control for 2 more years with him before even worrying about a franchise tag, correct?
Right. And what I'm saying is maybe for the first time, the player would actually want that.
Okay.
that would be actually conducive to the agent and the player because, like I said, it's going to get ridiculous after 2022.
What about Lamar Jackson? You mentioned Darnold, you mentioned Mayfield, and you mentioned Allen. If Lamar Jackson does anything like he did last year, how does he fit in this discussion? Because he would separate himself a little bit from his fellow members of the class of 18.
No question. He's on the same path Mahomes is on, right? Yeah. You win the MVP, but you don't quite get to the Super Bowl. If Baltimore does anything, any kind of winning this year, any kind of substantial winning with him at the helm, we're going to be in the same conversation. Now, I don't think Lamar Jackson is quite the passer that Mahomes is. So from an evaluation standpoint, I don't think he's going to be right there in terms of the statistical evaluation to get himself upwards up there. But there's a legitimate chance that he's the next guy we're talking about, at least approaching Patrick Mahomes' number, if he can continue to win at this level.
The other thing I want to ask you about, I actually did want to get to another Bills question, but with the contracts this offseason, and this does actually tie into the Bills, I saw a note. I'm just trying to find the numbers here. Somebody, was Albert Breer earlier this week, Michael, had a note that since March 23rd, a total of three extensions have been handed out to players by their teams. Guys already under contract on their team, three extensions. Now, the Bills have Matt Milano, the Bills have Deion Dawkins, the Bills have Trey White. We've talked about extensions. Is all of this basically frozen because of the pandemic?
I think so. And in the tweet we saw last night from the NFL that they're considering taking some of the salaries and putting them in an escrow now.
Yeah.
That's really what I think GMs have been hearing from behind the scenes, and that's why there's been little movement, little to no movement. The only extensions we're talking about, by the way, are absolute monsters, right? Mahomes and McCaffrey and these gigantic contracts. So the middle-class people right now are really getting overlooked because of the uncertainty. And I guess I understand that. We've got to wait and see how this 2020 season rolls out. There's no urgency with the players you mentioned, really, until next March. But if things get pushed back, then obviously you don't want to be front-loading signing bonuses if you absolutely don't have to. So, yeah, I would say that's exactly what's happening. Everything's on a holding pattern until we see what happens.
And the other thing I was curious about, when the story first came out, or one of the stories that first came out when the news broke about Mahomes, was that the contract was going to be linked like a percentage of the salary cap. Has that – and I guess it turns out that was not the case – have you ever seen contracts that have been linked to a percentage of the team's cap?
So it used to happen a while ago, pre-hard cap NFL, obviously, when there was more of like a soft cap number you could go to. The reason it hasn't happened officially in this new era is that, technically speaking, the CBA doesn't actually allow for it. In order to do it, you basically have to rip up the contract every year and redo it, which that's a nightmare for teams and agents. But, you know, there are some players who think that they're at the level where that's worth it. I know Aaron Rodgers really pushed for that with Green Bay, and the Packers seem to me to be the team that would do that because of their kind of small market system. No, I'm surprised we didn't see it, but what we did see, I sort of did the math behind the scenes. What we did see is we saw a cash flow structure here with Mahomes that sort of reflects that. They basically built in a pay structure that says that the cap is going to rise at least $10 million every single year. And if we keep him between 18 and 20% of what we think the cap will be, I think he'll be happy. That basically came out to 10 years, $500 million. With when you add in the bonuses and how this thing should pay out, that's about exactly what he got.
Yeah. SpotTrack is the site. It's great. You know, if you don't follow it and you're looking for football contract information, that's where you want to go. Michael Jannetty joining us from SpotTrack. Thank you for giving us your time, Michael. Always nice to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Stay safe, guys.
You too. Thank you. Michael with us on, of course, on the Wester Hotline.
I was having a conversation with it was a little tweet conversation yesterday with a listener who was basically talking about the salary cap and why the salary cap exists. And, you know, I'm kind of pointing this out occasionally, that while Mahomes gets all that money, it's a lot of money, right? Let's think about how much money that is. Think about how much money the Chiefs make to pay him that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's, you just got to always look up a little bit. And, like, why does the salary cap exist? Just in general, why does it exist?
Well, the owners want some kind of control over salaries to cap it at a certain number.
Exactly.
Cost, like, certainty for them.
To cap salaries, to cap salaries, another way to say that is to suppress salaries.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's what they do. And I know it's basically the person started in with, it's hard to make a case about suppressing salaries for a guy that just signed for $500 million. And I'm, like, I'm not crying poor for Mahomes, but, you know, it's just, it's always worth pointing out that these leagues and cost certainty and all that, you know, there are benefits that come from having a salary cap for a league. Like you said, cost certainty. You can try to keep parity a little bit better, right? Because teams aren't going to run away spend like the Yankees might. Mm-hmm. And the Premier League does not have any sort of salary cap. And there are like two teams that spend way more than the rest, and then three more that spend below that. And then, you know, some are at the very bottom. But it's just always, it's always interesting to see these mega deals. And I just think about, man, they pay him that much money. They have that and enough to field a whole other team, right, and they get all of that same money back in their own pocket. So, yeah, you know, any NFL owner, wow, right? What an investment.
I think
in town, there's an ownership group that has a team that can afford those kind of contracts.
Yeah.
because that's how much money the NFL makes.
Yeah, I think the only thing I always think about is I do believe because of the cap, or whether maybe it's because of owners only want to spend X amount of money and still have a certain amount of money they're profiting with. But you can't keep everybody. I mean, you can't hand out. At some point, Kansas City, what are they going to do with Chris Jones? We'll see. He's on a franchise tag. At some point, you can't just keep, I don't think, giving out massive contracts to everybody who's good on your team. You're going to give it to the quarterback. That's a no-brainer. But at some point, you're going to have to decide the edge rusher, the middle linebacker, your shutdown corner, your start, your top wide receiver, your franchise offensive tackle or Pro Bowl center. I mean, you can't keep paying everybody top dollar. So you do have to make decisions and figure out how it all is going to fit into your cap. There is no, even if the cap goes up, which it's supposed to maybe $300 million within 5 years, from 180 where it is right now. I mean, you can't just keep handing out $30 million a year cap numbers to everybody. You do have to make decisions at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know how, but Michael brings up an interesting point. How Josh Allen's contract plays out. I'm going to assume he does okay this season. They pick up the option next spring. And then the question is whether they think, is the time right to do an extension? Or let's just let this play out. We've got to sign Dawkins. We got to sign Milano. We have 2 years control on Josh Allen. Let's give out extensions to some other guys. And then we'll worry about Josh a little bit down the road. And Trey White, too, and although they picked up his option. But at some point, they got to decide what to do about Trey White.
Right.
You can't make everybody stay, I don't think.
No, that's right. And that's one of the things that a salary cap also does is it pits the employees under that cap against one another for a limited number of dollars. It's a lot of dollars.
Right. If they get out on the market eventually because their team says, look, we can't keep everybody, then you're going against other players for that dollar.
Right. And this is where, for the Mahomes thing, one of the comments I read on Twitter is like, do you think Brandon Bean would ever sign Josh to a contract like that? And the answer is, well, if he's good enough, he better.
Yeah.
Because that's what it costs.
Yeah, the option is, listen, that's a lot of money. We're just going to let you leave in free agency.
Yeah.
And that would never happen.
And, I don't know if
hopefully it would never happen.
If fans had the idea that Allen's going to sign a team-friendly deal or not. Who knows? But it's just, I don't know if I'm being cynical here, but it's the same kind of thing where when a guy does sign, the story comes out, he could have signed for more somewhere else. Like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Clearly he took a hometown discount. Like, I don't know. I don't expect Allen to give the Bills any sort of hometown discount whenever he's up for a contract. I don't think he should. I don't think, right? Like,
yeah, it's funny. That's right. The Kansas City story, one of the things you're hearing is, Mahomes, it's a big contract, but he also knows that, the Chiefs need to make other moves. And he, it's structured in a way that Kansas City can still keep getting players. He didn't take a hometown discount. He is getting $45 million a year on the average. So,
We had one guest on this week or last week. I forget which team we were checking in on about keeping things together. And it's as long as so-and-so, is it Jamal Adams? Or as long as he doesn't get egomaniacal and price himself out? Is that what it was about?
Yeah, I think it was Ralph Facchiano talking about Jamal's contract. Yeah,
right.
I think.
Why is that an egomaniac thing? He wants to be paid what he's worth.
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's a meritocracy. Like, you've earned that money, and the only salary suppression, like, if you're telling players not to take as much as they're worth, you're doing the work for the owners here.
Well, look, there's pressure on the players too. Guess what? If they do the whole "sure, I'll take less," you're going to hear from the NFLPA.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, even if Mahomes is in his own stratosphere, whatever he gets is going to have some kind of trickle-down effect on Dak Prescott's average annual value and Deshaun Watson's average annual value. And to the lesser extent, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, the next group of guys. So, you could be happy where you're playing, and you can look at, and the Bills could tell you, or our team could tell you, look, here's where we are with the cap. We've got 12 guys coming up for free agency over the next 2 years. Can you take a few million dollars less? And he might say, yeah, I want the team to win, and I'm good. I'll be okay. But the Players Association doesn't want anybody taking what they believe would be an under-market value contract. It's not good for their union. Trey White might say, yeah, fellas? Give me 13. I want to make this all work. The PA is going to look at him and go, what are you, crazy? Go set the market. Go get 16. Go get 15, whatever it is, because it's good for everybody else. And they'll probably say what you say. It's not like the teams can't afford it. They're making tons of money. They get hundreds of millions. The league, without fans, it's different. But they are on pace to make, what, $10 billion in revenue? So, the whole thing about hometown discount and all that stuff, it does sound good, and it's nice that, allows the team to sign other players. They're under pressure from their own union to get as much as you can to keep driving the market up for everybody. And I get that. I would, mm-hmm. too. The agent should do that. That's his job. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Hey, it is Wednesday. Tweet us today. Because if you do, you got a chance to win a gift certificate to Jim's Steakout. All you need to do is tweet at WGR550 and then use the hashtag HoagieHumpDay. That's it. You're in the running for the certificate. We will have one lucky person win said certificate. Tweet at WGR550 and use the hashtag HoagieHumpDay. Your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Jim's Steakout.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For now, my answer to that is that he's an anomaly, that this kind of stands on its own. It's Mike Trout-esque in terms of how a baseball contract is structured. And in my opinion, that's how this was structured. It was referenced like a baseball contract where, they're basically buying out the arbitration years. And then when he got to free agency, the money really kicked in. That's exactly how this thing looks to me. So I get it from that standpoint. There's also a full no trade clause. There's so much built into this that gives him so much control. I just love it. Will it trickle down? I think some of the structure could trickle down, meaning, I don't think Dak Prescott's looking at a 12-year contract. That seems ridiculous to me. He wants short-term as it is. But Dak Prescott also has said he doesn't want a 5-year contract. He wants to be in line to redo his deal once this TV money gets here. Mm-hmm. But what could happen, and I'm speaking to all these quarterbacks really that are about to sign even next year, like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, of course, what could happen is they'll accept the 5-year terms, the full 5 years, but it's all going to guarantee by the third year. That's the moniker with this guarantee mechanism that could trickle down. So it won't be a 12-year guarantee, but I'll do the 5-year deal, but it's all going to be owed to me by year three. That I could see happening.
Michael Jannetty from SpotTrack just joining us moments ago. If you missed the interview, you can use the rewind function of the radio.com app, or you can check out on demand at WGR550.com.
So I have a question.
Okay.
I'm going to have to redo this and retweet this. I asked Nick Mendola, our buddy Nick, our colleague and such, how long do we have to wait before we can declare Christian Pulisic the greatest male soccer player in American history? He is at Chelsea right now. He scored yesterday. This is his first year in the Premier League, Howard.
Okay.
Like if you're
yeah, you're going to have to understand that I can contribute pretty much nothing to this conversation.
Yeah, you don't really have to tell me about it.
Okay, good.
If nothing else, I'm telling you.
I'm excited to listen.
I'm excited to tell you, the Americans have a great player in the Premier League, not just like a guy in the Premier League, which is what it's been. There's been a lot of those.
Yeah.
Clint Dempsey, Tim Howard was a goalkeeper for Everton for a long time, but Christian Pulisic is awesome.
Who was the greatest American player ever up to this
point?
That's
a great question. That's up for debate. That's something I don't exactly know all of. Like the U.S. women's program has dominated. They've got mm-hmm. a lot of great women's players, whether it's, Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Abby Wambach, Mia Hamm. There's lots of women that have been great on the world stage. But to have a true star, the U.S. has Gio Reyna, who plays over in the German league. One of those games he was supposed to play, and he didn't play. But he's a young star. But Christian Pulisic is not like – it's no longer up and coming, by the way, there's a kid. He's great. He's great. He's on Chelsea, which is unfortunate.
Nobody likes Chelsea? Is that
Nobody likes right? anybody okay. likes Chelsea. Yep. I like to say that to all my friends that like Chelsea. but he's great. So I tweeted Nick and I sent him a text too, like, how long do we have to wait before we'll be able to say Christian Pulisic is the best men's player the U.S. has ever produced?
Text Nick. Ask him who holds the honor right now. Because not that it would help me anyway, but I'd always be curious about what's that guy and the new guy who you're saying is now that guy. How does he stack up to the guy who holds the title right now?
Well, he sent me a box score of Clint Dempsey and what Clint Dempsey did in the Premier League and in the FA Cup. And, you know, he was good too. Of course, Dempsey. You might remember him from the American World Cup teams.
Yeah.
Pulisic did not play in the World Cup because the U.S. didn't make it, right?
Yeah.
The last one. So it was not that fun. did they have a World Cup? Yes, they did, without the U.S. That's right.
Yeah, and that was so that kind of cut into the excitement about
right,
the World
they didn't
Cup.
Qualify. Otherwise, you might have had a chance to see him.
Yeah.
But anyway, just like, he's great. He's and he's on, you know, he scores goals. He's great. So, and he's young. So, you know, if you're missing American sports, you've got a kid who is American playing on one of the top teams in the Premier League, and he's great. And it's fun. I mean, like, I don't like watching Chelsea ever, but he makes them redeemable. He's fantastic.
When is the next World Cup, Jeremy?
Oh.
Is it 22 or it's not?
2022, yeah.
Okay, so I gotta wait a while to see him play in a World Cup, assuming the U.S. qualifies.
Yes, okay. Right. I'm gonna get me all screwed up.
No, I was because it's not. It wasn't scheduled for this year, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm all lost. I don't know what time
I'll look
it is.
I can't believe it is 9:42.
No, I mean what year?
Yeah,
of
I know.
Our the year of our Lord or whatever.
It's 2022. It's in Qatar or
right.
Qatar.
I
mean,
that
or
I knew.
You call it.
You're asking me when the last one was, and it could have been last month, and I canceled it. I've already lost.
2018 was in Moscow.
That's right.
And the, okay. and the U.S. didn't make it.
France beat Belgium, yes.
Oh,
I'm going
that.
Back to
See?
2014, where I'm thinking about Brazil-Germany. That one's more fresh in my mind than France winning the World Cup this last time in Russia. So, yeah, I mean, one thing I saw, this was an interesting tweet, which, you know, with the pandemic and all. How will it be if the football season, you know, whatever, we get worst-case scenarios over here in sports. Meanwhile, the other countries are back. How does you know what I mean?
Yeah, and Premier League had zero positives.
Right.
German Soccer League hasn't really had a problem with positives,
like
right?
I'm not sure what everybody thinks about how the country has handled this, but when everybody else goes back to work in sports, except this country,
yeah,
it's going to be a pretty big statement on like, oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, we didn't do a good job.
You didn't do such a great job there, you know? Anyway.
Well, look at what's going on. Like you said earlier when we were talking about the NHL. NHL is going to Canada. They got much better rates than we do. Mm-hmm. You know, Korea. I mean, talk about some of the other countries.
Bundesliga is starting to talk about having fans come back. Like, they're negotiating that. It could be soon.
Japan was going to have fans this week at baseball and soccer games, I think, in their leagues?
But anyway, I didn't start talking about Pulisic to try and, you know, get down that road. I just wanted to say there is a good American sports story, and he's it. He was it when he was in the Bundesliga. He would have been it for the World Cup, and now he is – a fixture one of the top clubs, and he's really good.
I got a question for you when it comes to soccer. So the best American players, do any of them play in the MLS? Or the Premier League is the Premier League, right? So
if you're not that great. No.
If you're great, you're going over to Europe.
Somewhere, yes. You're either in the Bundesliga, the Italian League, the Spanish League, the French League.
Mm-hmm.
You're somewhere over there. You're not here. There's just... Unless
level of play, money.
The guys that are here that are great are here later in their career for a ton of money, and they're outside of the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bradley's a great American player, right? He was on the World Cup teams, and he played internationally. I think he played for Roma, and then he went up to Toronto FC. So, like, you know, you've got some representation, but it sure looks like Pulisic will be the most prominent American in that sport. I don't want to say that I can remember because I wasn't watching very closely when Clint Dempsey played with Fulham. But, he's playing for Chelsea and he's a fixture.
Yeah.
And he's good. It's a little bit like to see him in a World Cup. You know, I've got a lot of tweets, a lot of response to this. Let's wait until he plays in a World Cup. That's like asking Jack Eichel to play in the playoffs. It's not totally up to him.
Yeah.
You know, the U.S. not fielding a better team is not Christian Pulisic's fault. Granted, he should be, you know, whatever. They should have qualified. But, to hold any single player responsible for team success, depending on the sport, of course, that can be tough. I'm not disputing it. I think it's pretty good. So anyway.
Hey, before we go to break, can I share a little? Earlier this morning, maybe the start of the show, I forget. I think it was in the first hour. You were wondering about how things were with baseball. NHL got their CBA extension. The NFL already taken care of theirs. But could the NFL be dealing with some labor issues because of the pandemic? Mike Garofalo from NFL Network has tweeted out, last night, Tom Pelissero said the NFLPA told the NFL to, quote, kick rocks on the proposal to hold some, I love the term, by the way, to hold some 2020 salary in escrow. A well-placed player source tells me this morning, the chances are, quote, less than 0%. The players will accept that. The union is firmly dug in. Yay! Labor issues! Hooray! You don't seem to be happy about this or smiling about this, or you're probably not smiling. I can't see your face right now, but I'm sensing you're not smiling about this tweet. So I'd pass that along, not to be a downer or ruin your day, but just a little heads up that maybe the NFL is going where baseball was, and on top of health and safety, and can you actually make this work? And what are we going to do about preseason games? Do we have 11-on-11 practices? And they might not even get to that point if they dig in on the escrow.
Okay, well, let me go to Twitter and mute the word escrow. I will no longer see any of those stories.
Let's see. First it was...
I did it with baseball. It was ridiculous.
It was baseball first, and then Hub City.
Hub City. Let me mute Hub Cities on stories that I just...
Remember.
I don't have the energy.
It is no. Now it is Secure Zone.
Secure Zone.
Secure Zone is now the term they're using, not Hub Cities. Secure Zone or Secure Safe Zone or something or other. All right, we'll wrap up the show in a moment. Instigators coming up top of the hour on WGR.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, just a heads up on one story that should come down today. We're waiting to see what happens with the Ivy League. They are expected to make some kind of announcement today on the fall sports season. It's possible they could push their fall sports season to the spring. I wouldn't tell you that all of a sudden the Power Five leagues are going to say, hey, there's no college football in September. But it could have it could open the door to that happening with other college conferences and maybe pushing Division I football off a little bit. So that's Ivy League today. All fall sports. They might announce they're going into the spring, and we'll see what happens with the rest of college football.
Last minute of play in the show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's about all I got. You got anything else before we go?
Before we go, it's July 8th.
What is today? 6, 7,
hey, 8. Yep, there's not going to be a slushy day for 7-Eleven, but I did see 7-Eleven will now deliver. There you go.
They're delivering slushies?
I don't know. They're delivering, but they're not doing National Slushie Day. Hmm. Slurpee.
Is that
slushie.
What today is?
No, that's 7-Eleven Day.
Duh, Howard. Yes. So it's not 7-Eleven doesn't do it on 7-8 is what you're telling me.
That'd be strange if they did do that.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But it would set them. Okay. Instigators are coming up next. Jeremy, enjoy your break.
Thank you. We've got the media golf outing tomorrow. I'm skipping the show for that. I'll call in if you want. I could update you on the score. I mean, everybody's going to be there. Koziel, Sal.
Not everybody. Nate won't be there.
I think Nate's
he's co-hosting the show tomorrow.
Unless
he's, he's leaving at 9. Maybe that's why he's leaving.
Yeah, he's in it.
Oh, very good. Okay, well then
my
you can
tee
just,
time's earlier than his.
You can call up and trash him if you want.
I'm going to trash him. He's better than me.
Have fun.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.